Yesterday, the grassroots movement that began a year ago made history. We got together, we got organized, we got the signatures, and we will take back our state. Think of what we've done. Faced with an all-out assault on everything that matters to us, we reacted not with despair, not with anger, but with hope. Hope has inspired this movement, and the people of this movement inspire me. That is why I have decided to run for governor, and we'll be making a formal announcement soon. You and I both know things aren't working here. Months of job losses, tax breaks for corporations that will cost our state $2.3 billion over the next 10 years, the biggest cuts to education in our state's history, painful cuts to health care for women and children, an all-out attack on the long-standing rights of teachers, nurses, snowplow drivers, and other workers who have bargained fairly, and a governor who has not been honest with voters and who has attacked the values we hold so dear. But we can change that, and we must. I've traveled around the state doing all I can to help the signature gathering. I've seen the faces of this extraordinary grassroots army, and I've heard your stories. The elderly Oshkosh couple, who told me they were 75 years young and had never done anything political before this. But here they are, venturing out in the 20-degree weather, collecting signatures because they are worried the cuts in education will hurt their grandchildren. Or the middle-aged man who made a delivery to my house and urged me to run and then told me he was a Republican. As your governor, I will make different choices than Scott Walker. I know Wisconsin is a place where we can have good-paying jobs, a clean environment, successful schools, affordable health care. We can have workers and management talking and working together to solve tough problems. I know we can because I did it for more than a decade as a chief executive, and I know we can do it again. We can't wait 3 more years to fix what's wrong. You, the people of Wisconsin, have done a brave thing, demanded change, and together we will continue to make history.